Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, and he's the purveyor of the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, along with the help of several hundred of his partners who are running businesses around the country. And Sam, the overall conditions are better than they were a year ago, but they're still just we've raised the overall performance a notch. But the overall trend is still languishing, isn't it?
Still languishing. And now, you know, if you listen to the news commentaries, commentary people, they say, you know, good news is bad news. Oh, my gosh. The good news is the economy's getting a little better. The bad news is, interest rates are going to go up. Given the flip of the coin, I'd rather have a little higher interest rates
right.
and a better economy.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Let's face it. We don't want to worry about that too much.
That's right.
Let's go for the better economy. It's just slow.
But sales in your order backlogs, what some of us call a sales pipeline, that's kind of like the overall conditions. Past 30 days down and next 60 days sideways.
Yeah, maybe there's some seasonality in this. You know, go into a little summer slump of new orders coming in. But the outlook is flat, and maybe that's okay. It is the best indicator of the near-term deliveries mm-hmm. of services and products for those companies who operate on backlogs. Of course, that's not retail. It's not healthcare.
But the retail buy from these guys.
Yeah, they do. Yep.
You know, and so it's. I mean, I wish that number is not that's the most troubling line of your survey to me. I know you got to operate successfully, but if you can't drive the top line, that's what the problem with America is today.
Yeah.
We don't seem to be able to drive the top line. We're holding our own on the top line, but we're not driving it. We're not growing it, and that's what small business owners are facing right now. Sam, about 80%, based on my own surveying and looking at your study and the NFIB study, it seems to me that about 80% of small businesses are really either just holding their own or they're not growing at all.
Yeah, struggling.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, in our survey, we do distinguish between small, medium, and large businesses. And pre-revenue, we're involved with startups as we mm-hmm. supply financial people to help in that process. but we don't see a great distinction. This past month, we have not seen a great distinction between small, medium, and large in terms of how they're performing. But in recent prior months, those with the larger businesses have actually been doing. They've been seeing their conditions better than small businesses, and so what you're saying is consistent with what we're mm-hmm. we're seeing overall in recent months.
Well, and you know, let's face it, Sam, more and more small businesses are dependent upon big companies doing business with them. We're taking a greater role in the performance of a large company's goals. And when these companies are sitting on their cash and using their cash to buy back stock, and they're not investing in the growth for their own companies, then they're not letting contracts to small businesses.
Yes, it's an unfortunate thing in many ways that big box retailers are gaining market share and have for the past 30 years been gaining on the smaller businesses at retail, and the big box retailers cannot buy from small middle people or mm-hmm. middle or small manufacturers. You got to be big enough to yeah. deliver on a national basis. on a large scale to be able to match the needs of a big box retailer. So that trend has been having an adverse effect on smaller businesses.
Employment is down. Both arrows.
Both arrows are down on that. That we see as inconsistent with what has been the case with in what we've seen in the national reports. There was a surprising report this week, this past week, that employment was stronger than expected. But our indicators were that there was that employment, both in the past 30 days and in the future 60 days, were not as strong as they were a month ago. And so I do not have an explanation for the difference between what we're reporting and what has been reported since our survey on the national reports. So
well, I'll tell you, Sam. We've never had as complicated and as stubborn of an unemployment scenario as we, in my opinion, in the history of this country, as we do right now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's maybe since the 1930s. Of course, in the 1930s, unemployment went to 25%.
Now, I didn't say the number has never been worse. I said it's complicated as it is right now because of what we talked about earlier, jobs going wanting because of nobody qualified to fill those jobs.
That's exactly right.
It was a time when if you wanted to grow, you wanted to increase production, you had to hire another person. Today, technology is there. I mean, that's exacerbating the problem. TatumLLC.com is Sam's website. We're going to come right back and finish the report that he's provided to us this week after these messages. Tintel, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.